Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Wednesday, which means we have made it halfway through the week. And for those of you who had Martin Luther King Jr. Day off on Monday, it's going to be a short week. Zion Williamson's returns to the Pelicans lineup tonight. And tickets are under good demand. A lot of people want to go to that game, and I can imagine that. Tonight is the opening of Miss Saigon, the musical, the play at the Sanger Theater. And I've been invited to that, so I'm not going to make Zion Williamson's debut tonight, but it's going to be on television. They have pushed the tip-off back to 8:30 to accommodate a national broadcast on ESPN, so everybody gets to see. And you know, it's interesting that I've heard something that I really have never heard before. That is that Zion's body is such that they've had to work on strengthening him in different ways to allow him to have the stamina to play in the NBA. Just the way he would jump, the way he would shoot, the way he would land. There was some conversation about just his physical nature and how to strengthen him to make it through the NFL, through the NBA. But you know, it's going to be exciting to see this tonight. You know, don't expect too much. I mean, the guy's still a rookie. And what happens tonight is not indicative of what's going to happen as time goes on. There's so much going on. As you know, the impeachment trial of President Trump continues, and we'll highlight that in the next hour of the show. Also, a couple of new tours have been announced for 2020. You know, whenever there's a new tour announced, we always play the music and talk a little bit about that. So one interesting tour that is coming up, I don't see these two bands together. In other words, if you wanted to see one band, you might not care about the other band. If you wanted to see one band, you might want to kick the butt of the other band. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Bernie Sanders has moved past Joe Biden at the top of the Democratic presidential pack. He leads now in a national poll. And so this raises interesting questions, because yesterday we talked about Tucker Carlson of Fox News warning people that if Bernie Sanders gets the nomination, he will take votes from President Trump. And I remember during the 2016 campaign, sitting here on the show, I got texts and I got calls from people who said they're Bernie Sanders supporters, but if Bernie doesn't get it, if it goes to Hillary, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. So I guess there is this common denominator with some voters between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And maybe it's this renegade mentality. I think Bernie Sanders is a little progressive to win the general election, but you know, we'll see what happens. So I just thought that was interesting that he now passed Biden, because Biden has been at the top of the national polls, and now it is Bernie Sanders. Also, there was this meeting last night in Lakeview about Lakeview crime, something that we've talked about a lot on this show in conjunction with just talking about crime in general. The mayor was not there. City council members were there. DA Leon Canizero was there. And NOPD leadership was there. So the mayor's office says that she was represented by the NOPD leadership. It seems to me that somebody from the mayor's office should have been there. This is a big problem. I don't know why she wasn't there. This is a huge problem. These are voters, and the mayor needs to reach out to everybody. And there should have at least been a representative from the mayor's office at that meeting about crime in Lakeview. Also, have you ever thought about the backstory behind your waiter or waitress? You know, the people who wait on us in restaurants and bars, many of them, I'm not putting down doing that for a living. And some people make a great living choosing a career to be a waiter or waitress. But a lot of people who do that job are just doing that in the meantime. And they're really shooting for something else. They've got other plans in mind. Have you ever thought about the backstory of some of the waiters and waitresses? We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. And are you or were you a waiter or waitress? And what was your real goal? Were you just doing that to make money while you pursued your bigger goal? And if you were a waiter or waitress, what did you end up doing? What are you doing now? And do you look back and think, hey, the job served a purpose? We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. So a strong wind has shifted a red tarp that the city of New Orleans put up to cover the exposed legs of one of the workers that was killed when the Hard Rock Hotel structure collapsed October 12th, 2019. People have taken pictures of the legs of the dead worker that are visible from the street, and they have shared the pictures on social media. That caused outrage from the Cantrell administration. A statement issued from a city spokesperson, LaTanya Norton, says, "A tarp put in place to conceal the remains of one of the victims of the Hard Rock collapse has been shifted by the wind. The condition of the building and the altitude above street level complicate efforts to replace the tarp as they have prevented recovery thus far." The city is asking residents to not take pictures and not share the pictures of this part of the victim that's visible from the street. LaTanya Norton also said, "Capturing or sharing images of the victims in this condition is irresponsible, it is indefensible, and it is not who we are as New Orleanians." So it appears the city of New Orleans is condemning people for a problem that the city actually owns, regardless of the project, whatever kind of project it is. It seems as if the city finds ways to delay action. And that always raises questions about those who may be attempting to secure financial gain by being involved in something or by not allowing something to happen. Look, I was born here. I grew up here. This is not something that I just read about. This is something I've experienced my entire life. And it's baked into the DNA of New Orleans. And it's sad, and it should not be acceptable. But it is. So there are legitimate questions about whether the city has properly handled the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel. Implosion is now set for mid to late March. Symbolic of a city that does not always handle situations with a competent approach is the fact that the Cantrell administration chose to use a flimsy red tarp to cover the legs of one of the victims that are now protruding from the structure. To put it mildly, the city's decision to cover a dead body with a loosely attached tarp was an undignified move. And I find great irony in the city's harsh attack of citizens for taking photographs of this and sharing it, when the city is to blame for using a makeshift solution to cover the legs of this body. After the collapse, Mayor LaToya Cantrell vowed to make removal of the partially collapsed structure of the Hard Rock Hotel a priority of her administration. But after 4 months of seemingly no visible progress, questions are being raised about how the city is handling this situation. And the questions are justified. With appreciation for the safety of those who might have attempted to remove the two bodies that remain, with appreciation for the safety of those who might attempt to somehow bring dignity to this person and this person's family, I don't think we know which one it is, and if we did, I don't think it's appropriate to even say. But to add some dignity to this, it's hard to believe that there are no options for the city of New Orleans. It's hard to believe that the best thing the city can do is say, don't take pictures and don't share your pictures. It is human nature that leads to our curiosity about the unusual. And I think it's inappropriate for the Cantrell administration to bash citizens for taking photographs and sharing photographs of these visible legs. While I can agree that taking and sharing photographs of the legs may be disrespectful, I get that. The city of New Orleans deserves blame for allowing the situation to arouse our curiosity. I'm going to use the words of the city. It is, quote, irresponsible, it is indefensible, and it is not who we are as New Orleanians, unquote. For the city of New Orleans to have made the decision to use a loose tarp to cover part of a dead body without understanding that wind could easily expose the visible legs of the body, it is shameful. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm not endorsing taking the pictures and sharing the pictures, but the bigger blame falls on the city. I am outraged that the city made the decision to use a loose tarp that could be shifted by the wind, which is exactly what happened, exposing this. This is shameful and incompetent. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL. The Hard Rock Hotel collapsed October of last year. It's still there. And now there are exposed legs of one of the bodies. I am getting bombarded with texts here. The mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, must address this. And don't let her hide. This is a shameful act. It is a shameful thing. Words are so cheap. This is going to be a priority. Obviously, it's not a priority. The idea of using a loose tarp to cover an exposed body that's at the Hard Rock Hotel is just beyond imagination. And it is a symptom of total and complete incompetence. Ronald, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Ronald.
Okay. What you want to talk about?
Well, we're talking about the Hard Rock collapse and the city getting mad at at citizens.
If you can see the body, we have the capability and knowledge to get the body out of there. There's no reason in the world why we keep using the excuse that the fire chief keeps using about safety and saving lives. We got people that are exposed to more safety than that all over the country every day.
And
that
Ronald,
body can
do you
be removed out of there within hours if you got the right equipment.
Do you have experience with this?
Well, I don't know. I've been in the demolition and salvage for 40 years.
I think you've got some experience.
What I see as a disgrace is the fact that we have a major demolition project being oversaw by the fire chief. It has the experience. They got people in this country that are very experienced about what they need to do.
You know, I did learn this from a New Orleans firefighter. I did learn that 24 hours a day, there is a fire unit standing by at the Hard Rock collapse. Like, there's going to be a fire there? There's not going to be
What's
a fire there.
No,
nothing's
going to
burn.
So, first off, the permit should have never been given to build that building in the fashion it was built in. We're in a modern world of pulling and building multi-story buildings and poured concrete, not metal studs and steel. We're not in that realm anymore. That used to be 40 years ago.
But Ronald, with your experience in the salvage business, it seems to me, and I guess it seems to you as well, that there would be a way, if you know where that body is and they know exactly where it is, they covered up part of it with a tarp, there would be a way to extract
it. If I could see the body, I could take the body out of there. Period. No pain, no strain.
So why is the city so incompetent at this?
I don't know, because they got people that's directing them and that don't have no idea how to do what they need to do. That's why.
Ronald, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, Cantrell is already hiding. She didn't show up at the Lakeview meeting. What a shame. Yeah, I mentioned that at the very outset of the show. Meeting in Lakeview about crime in Lakeview. And city council members were there. Some were there. D.A. Leon Canizero was there. NOPD leadership was there. The mayor's office was not directly represented. This is my understanding. If this is different, if the mayor's office wants to call in and say that I'm wrong, please do. The mayor said she was represented through NOPD leadership. I don't buy it. That is a total and complete cop-out. That is not acceptable. She should have been there. Why wasn't she there? Why? All those voters gathering together, hundreds of people gathering to try to come up with a solution, and the mayor or the mayor's office is not there? I would love to hear the excuse for that. From Gentilly, Justin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And hello to Ian. I'm going to give the city of New Orleans a break because we've never experienced a building collapse before. I'm going to give them a break. But I want to know if we can reach that body with a tarp, just like Ronald asked, how come we can't pull the body out?
Well, I think that's a great point, Justin. And I have been empathetic with the city facing this disaster. And there were times early on when I said, hey, you know, I think the city's doing a good job. But there comes a point when you just realize that there are signs that indicate the city is not handling this properly. Now, look, this is not my job. If it were my job, you would get mad at me for not finding a solution. It is their job. It is the mayor's job to listen to the right people. And obviously she's not. And why is there a fire unit there 24 hours a day? Why is that? And I guess I wasn't really exactly sure why the relationship between this collapsed hotel and the fire department, New Orleans Fire Department, was so strong. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the city of New Orleans has appropriately handled the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel structure? This doesn't happen very often. 100% say no. You got the rest of it figured out. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. She was probably buying groceries with a city credit card. Well, you know, when you do those things, they stick with you. That came up during the campaign. Look, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're just getting started here. But, you know, sometimes it's important for the media to call out public officials when they do the wrong thing. We've got a special CBS News update coming up to bring you up to date on the latest with the impeachment trial of President Trump. We'll find out what's going on there. It's still kind of a circus, in my opinion. But we're coming back with many more of your comments. I did write a blog about this in the Cantrell administration. That is on our website at WWL.com. I'll put it on the SOTA Facebook page a little bit later. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. Covering the visible legs of a victim in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel with a red tarp does not show respect for the dead. And it's inconceivable to believe that the city of New Orleans could not have done a better job than covering it up with a red tarp. And guess what? The wind caused the red tarp to shift. The legs are visible from the street. And really, honestly, where does the city get the courage to criticize people for taking pictures of it? This is news. Where does the city get the courage to criticize people for taking pictures of it when it's their fault that it's visible? You know, this would be like, there's a dead body on Canal Street. We can't do anything about it. Please don't take pictures of it. We'll get it removed as soon as we can. The body's there. Just do the best you can to walk over it or walk around it. I mean, it's the same thing. And you know, it doesn't take long to catch on to incompetence in the city because there's so much of it. And I've just dealt with it my entire life. And here we are dealing with it again. And it just doesn't seem like there really is any real strong desire to change the status quo. And this is just, this Hard Rock debacle is just a microcosm of our city when it comes to things like this. From Hammond, Billy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I wasn't born here, but I'll tell you what. I've lived here longer than I lived anywhere. We've moved all around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I call NOLA home. And when people ask me where I'm from, I say here. But you know what? The last 4 months, I've been embarrassed to say that.
It is embarrassing. And you know, look, and let's think about, look, even the attempt to take down the towers failed.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that, you know, when they, like the other caller said earlier, you know, if we've got the equipment to get up there and put a tarp up, why do we not have the same equipment to get the body out?
Well, I agree. And there are people, there are police officers, there are firefighters, there are people in the military, there are people who risk their lives every day. And even if there's a slight risk in removing that body, there are people who know how to minimize the risk. And there are people there are people who can figure out a way to find that, well, they know where it is, to just get to remove the body from that area. That's the only dignified way. Putting a red tarp up was just a terrible decision.
No, and I can say this, Scoot. I'm ex-military and I'm an ex-police officer, and I've served my country, and I love doing both jobs. But I can say this. If it was a congressman or the mayor's or a senator's relative that was laying between the slabs of concrete, I can guarantee you it would not have taken this long to get the right piece of equipment in there, boom up, expand that concrete. All they need is 2 inches of expansion to pull that body out. Mm-hmm. 2 inches we're talking about to move that body. And I think she just has the wrong people advising her or telling her what should or shouldn't be done. If it were me, it would be just like Donald Trump. If Trump was here, he would say, get that body out of there. I don't care what it costs. It's disrespectful to him, his family, the city, and our nation, because other countries, it's just not a local thing anymore.
Yeah.
There's people around the world looking at this going,
no, it's
how
right.
do you leave a dead body hanging off a building for 4 months?
Well, at this point, Billy, it's going to be there for Mardi Gras. I mean, everybody coming in town from Mardi Gras, it's going to be there. I mean, I can't imagine anything more disrespectful than this. And, you know, again, removing the bodies, I got a text here that says, wasn't that a priority? Yes, that was a priority. But again, it's so easy to speak the words. It's more difficult to follow through.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
All right, Billy, I appreciate the call. And thank you for your service to the community when you were a police officer and to our country. From New Orleans, Jimmy, welcome to WWL.
Hi there, Scoot.
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, I have actually it's a theory as well as a question, and this goes out to the mayor, all of the people who's in the higher positions calling the shots. Now, if America has the equipment and all that other stuff to build spaceships, rockets, and send people to the moon, submarines to go far beneath. Well, why is it so that they cannot figure something out to remove those bodies from a collapsed hotel is something I just can't understand.
I don't understand it either.
All of the technology this country has.
I don't understand it either. It's inconceivable that the city would use this excuse that they can't do anything about it, and then get mad at people for taking pictures of something that they've allowed to be exposed. It's really that their fault. That's the part that really bothered me most when the Cantrell administration was criticizing people for taking pictures and saying this is not who we are as New Orleanians. Having a dead body in there and allowing the legs to be exposed, that's not who we are as New Orleanians.
You know, Scoot, I believe there's something, I don't know what, but there is something they could that can be built or whatever. There is something that they can get those bodies out there with. I don't know what it is, but that's what I believe.
Well,
they need to do it.
Jimmy,
I really
believe that too. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
I mean, a lot of people are passionate about this. And you know why? Because, again, this is symbolic of the tolerance for mediocrity that we have in this city. You know I love New Orleans. This is my hometown. I've been all over the country in great cities. I love being back here with you. I love living downtown, even though it's not as safe as it used to be. Even though some things have happened to me, I still love living in the city. But I am never on this show going to ever shy away from honestly addressing the things that need to be addressed. And this is incomprehensible. Think about this. So the Cantrell administration right now is saying the legs of one of the poor victims in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel are visible from the street, and hundreds of thousands of people are going to be in the streets downtown during the Mardi Gras season. And so the Cantrell administration is saying, we're just going to leave the legs there during Mardi Gras. That's essentially what they're saying. I don't know how anybody can accept this or allow this to go on without an absolute demand that something be done. But you know, we allow politicians, I'm saying we, maybe not you or me, but we as a city, we allow politicians to get away with a lot. And we really don't hold them accountable. And that's one of the reasons why we're in the situation we're in. From Marrero, D, you're on WWL. Hey, D.
Hey, man, Scoot, man. I remember when you were Scoot in the morning.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Way back in the day, man.
That's right. Well, now, D, let's make this the day now. You know, that was back in the day. Hey, come on, this is the day now.
So here's the thing, man. You know, it's a real sad situation what's going on with the Hard Rock, but I think everybody is really hammering down on administration. But there's a lot of moving parts to this thing. And I guess because I'm kind of close to it, because I've been involved. I mean, this is a nine-figure development. So you have a developer involved. You have the city involved. You have the finance company involved. You have the insurance company, the bonding company, the construction company. You have the lawyers suing everyone. This is a nasty, horrible, sad situation. Believe you me, the mayor cries at night. She wants this to be off her plate. But the real world is that once you get the lawyers involved, dude, and like I said, they're going to have to work through whose insurance company is going to cover this, whose bonding company is going to cover this. And it is a nasty, horrible situation right now. And I hate that people say these people, they don't care about what's going on. Nah, bro, they care about people. She does. But the mayor has to abide by the rule of law. The city of New Orleans, they can't just come in and say, hey, we're going to do this. We have to speak to engineers. The engineers are telling the city of New Orleans that, listen, we can't go in this way to remove these bodies. Then you have the historical district as well that are, some people will categorize them as zealots, that will not allow you to do aggressive demolition or implosion that may affect the surrounding buildings. No, listen, man, believe you me, everybody is aware of how horrible this situation is, and it's dismissive to say that the mayor and her crew, they don't care. They're trying, guy. They really are.
I don't know that, D. And nobody understands red tape more than I do. I mean, no, you may understand it more than I do, but I mean, I understand the reality of red tape, especially in this area, the politics that comes into play. I understand that. I understand that as much as I understand the tolerance for mediocrity that we have in this city. But we're talking about a dead body being exposed, and I can't not accept as an excuse where we can't do anything about it. I can't accept that as an excuse.
I understand, but again, there's so much exposure. If you sue the city of New Orleans right now, you will never get paid. They're like rated. Their bond rating is so bad. You get a judgment against them, they'll never pay you. So,
well, we got to, at some point, this needs to,
they have to go through the process. What you really need to do is get some lawyers on the phone to explain what's really going on. There are a couple of key guys right now. Dude, they are Oh my God, the lawsuits that are coming down right now.
I understand that, but I mean, what if there was somebody there alive? That would still be all these lawsuits. You couldn't go get somebody who's still alive in there? I mean, again, I can't accept the excuse that they can't do something.
If there's a life, man, then you kind of have to, all bets are off.
Okay, well, D, here's what caused me to get on this today. If all of what you say is true, then the mayor was wrong to issue a statement condemning people for taking pictures. And really, it's their fault for allowing this to happen. A red tarp over the partial body of somebody who died in that collapse?
You know, man, I'm kind of close to that. So, Scoot, call some attorney, please. And I love your show.
All right. D, I appreciate the call. I get everything Dee was saying, but I still don't accept as an excuse. I don't think I ever said the mayor doesn't care. It appears as if the mayor may not be listening to the right people. And what's this direct relationship between the fire department and that? Is there something I'm missing here? Why is there a fire unit 24 hours a day? Different units are parking themselves. And I know somebody who's a firefighter. And he was telling me that, you know, like I was talking to him one night and he said, hey, tomorrow I got to go sit by the Hard Rock collapse. I mean, nothing's going to burn there. Every other building in the area that has people and things going on and a lot of flammable stuff, that's more of a threat than the Hard Rock collapse catching on fire. And again, think about this. The mayor is right now saying that we have this partially exposed body from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse, and Mardi Gras coming to town, and we're just going to leave it there. Can you accept that? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So we're hearing a lot of announcements of tours for the summer of 2020. And among the announcements, the Dave Matthews Band is going to tour 2020. Don't know if they're coming here yet, but they start out three nights at the Gorge Amphitheater. And that's in Washington State, a couple hours away from Seattle. And that's a great setting for Dave Matthews Band. I've seen concerts there. So Dave Matthews Band going on tour. And there's another tour that's starting this summer. And I don't see these two groups together on the same tour at all. Maybe you do. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I think it was a big mistake to put a loosely attached tarp over the partially exposed body of one of the victims in the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. Have a code word coming up in the Intercom National Cash Contest. You've got a chance to qualify to win $1,000 in just a few minutes. From New Orleans, Larry, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I know you ain't got a half hour for me, but that last caller, he sounded like he worked with Mayor Cantrell out of her office. But that, anyway, but...
Well, that's how everybody said, you know, everybody can...
If they can spend $5 million to blow up two cranes, why can't you get a cherry picker, pick one end up, pull the body out, and it's over with? And number two, the reason Mayor Cantrell wasn't there last night for that meeting, they didn't have no cameras there, Scoot. And like you said, this funny dude with the funny mustache, I don't know what the hell he's doing on the scene. He was out there putting fires out. Come on, dude.
Larry,
I'm with you. I'm puzzled.
Larry, I'm not going to make fun of anybody because of their mustache or their hair. I mean, I've got no room to make fun of people, but I still do sometimes. But I'm not going to make fun of our police chief, Tim McConnell. But I have questions, and I have a job to do on this show, which is ask questions and maybe find answers. Here's a text that says, "What exactly do you want them to do if they sift?" If they shift those concrete floors to remove the body, the entire structure could fall, wreaking havoc on the surrounding area. The city needs to mandate an engineering solution from the construction firm and hold them accountable. Okay, well, why didn't the city do that? It's been 4 months. If the city knew where the body was because they had to cover it up with a red tarp, then why didn't they mandate I mean, are they listening to BS that it can't be done? I've got another text here that says something about anybody who's involved in, oh, here it is, Scoot, typical NOLA stupidity. Any legitimate mountain rescue or ski patrol could use a rope rigged from a crane or a helicopter. I don't know. I refuse to believe that there's not a solution. And to throw your arms up in the air, oh, we can't do anything. I mean, that seems to be so typical of our city sometimes. I get that this is a difficult situation. And from the beginning, I've been very, very understanding of the city and very supportive of the city and how they've been handling this. But it gets to a point where you start to get clues that incompetence is wreaking havoc. You know, one of the jobs of being a mayor, a governor, or a president is to know who to listen to. And if you don't listen to the right people, it comes back to haunt you. And by the way, there were cameras there. I saw the Lakeview meeting on crime on the news last night. I heard DA Leon Canizero actually talk at that meeting. Hundreds of people in Lakeview concerned about crime that is becoming an epidemic in certain areas, and Lakeview is one of those areas. And I'll tell you, more and more, I'm sticking with what I think is a logical motivation, and that is that there are people out to just terrorize parts of the city, and they get off on that, and they gain a sense of power from that. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word. The code word this hour is PAD. Text PAD to 72881. Text PAD, PAD, to 72881. That qualifies you to win $1,000. Next code word comes up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock, and we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply, and please don't text and drive. Well, guess what? This has taken over the show. Lines are full. I'm getting hit with a lot of texts. I'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts, so just be patient. Hang on right through the news. We'll come right back with more of your comments about the city and the partially exposed body at the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. I'm Scoot on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.